it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to consume. All right. Only one man cool enough to walk up to Nate Dogg and Warren G. Mr. Warren G. Very excited to have the governor of Maryland join us right now, Mr. Wes Moore. Gov, how you doing?
Man, we damn good, too.
Gov, we have a lot of football to get to, but you're a busy man. I don't know if you got to watch Eagles Giants last night, but the Eagles look messy, man. What do you think of Philly?
So here's the issue. First of all, Dart is playing like this dude belongs in the league. I mean, like he's really putting up playing some good football. But importantly, I think you're right to start with the Eagles. The thing I was impressed by the Eagles at the start of the season was that they just know how to win close games, right? I mean, like that's what champions do. Champions know how to win close games. But nobody has ever said all year that the Eagles look good. They know how to win close games. And I think that's a different thing. And I think that actually starts to show itself. And I think that we're starting to see that now, that the Eagles have not really played great football. They play good football, but they know how to win when it's tight. And so, I mean, like, I think we're just seeing for these past couple weeks that the Eagles are a good football team. The question becomes for the Eagles is, can they do what they did last year, which is when it really matters and when you get it to playoff football, can they really kick it in? And I don't think anyone has an answer to that right now.
It's going to be interesting to watch. All right. As much fun as it is to thrive in the Eagles' misery, things aren't going great for your Ravens, sir.
Oh Lord, it's bad. And this week is going to get no better. And you know, and the thing that I'm actually most concerned about is you know, we have the best roster, and I still stand by this. It's on paper, it's the best roster in all of football. And I would actually debate with anybody about how close it even is when you look at on paper what's going on. The thing that does get me is, yes, there's a lot of injuries, and I know there's a lot of Ravens fans like injuries, injuries, injuries. And the thing that I would just say back to that, guys, it's football. There are injuries. People get hurt.
All the
time.
This
is a next man up league. All the time. This is a next man up league. And so the thing that I just don't know, and I don't have an answer right now is, you know, we should be able to play through injuries. My question is, can we coach through injuries? Or, you know, do the coaches have the right type of philosophy? Do the coaches have the right type of mindset and game plan? Do the coaches still have the locker room? And that's, the big test for the Ravens right now.
We're going to find out because they got the Rams coming to town, sir. And the Rams are a pretty good team. You know, you're talking Stafford, Puka, Devontae Adams. How do you feel about that Ravens-Rams game? We'll start there.
Yeah, I don't feel good. And so I will be there on Sunday, but I'm expecting to watch the Rams win.
Okay.
You know, I think that we, you know, not only does it look like Lamar's not playing, and, you know, that is already, when you're watching the most dynamic player in the NFL who's not going to be, who's not suited up for you, that obviously hurts. But the thing I'm most concerned about is the Ravens defense. Is the Rams have actually a good offense. I mean, you know, you talk about Puka, you know, he's coming up on you know, what, 600 yards, averaging like 11 yards a catch.
Hmm.
And our secondary has not been able to stop average offenses.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you're going to stop one that's actually looking really good. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, in fact, I saw a stat, which is crazy. Our defense has let up more points so far this year than like the 2000 team let up all year.
Dang.
It's crazy what our defense is letting up right now. So I got a feeling that this is, you know, I'm not going in on Sunday. I won't be at the bank on Sunday expecting for it to go well for us.
Yeah, do you think it's a simple fix for the defense? I mean, they're blaming Zach, but the players aren't making plays either.
Yeah, no, listen, and I think it's easy just to say, well, it's the defensive coordinator, and listen, you're absolutely right. Where it's like, if you said, okay, let's get another defensive coordinator in, is that going to make it any better? I don't know. The problem that I do have, though, is that, again, on paper, it's a very good defense. I mean, you have a defense that's anchored by people like Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith and this and that. And so, yes, we've had the injury bugs, but that is a really damn good defense. And mm-hmm. we should not be giving up 30 and 40 points a game when you're looking at the roster that we have.
Yeah, it's been ugly. Gov, quick aside here. Will you be in College Park tomorrow? I'm going with the fam.
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Okay. All good.
I'm not. We have a couple other things we got to run to, but
you're a busy man.
That game last week. God, that was a damn bruiser, man.
Yeah,
that was hard to watch that second half.
That's a tough one to lose. All right, so
that was a tough one to lose because you know we you know listen, and I still think that this is a team that if we can do what we need to do, we're still gonna we should hit a decent bowl because I think we're showing real signs of improvement, and let's be clear, the biggest thing we got to do is make sure that we get Malik Washington back next year.
But he's
a real player.
How many residents in the state of Maryland? Got to be millions, right?
Oh yeah, about 6.5 of us.
All right, I mean this sincerely. I am willing to pledge as a Maryland taxpayer $1. If everybody in Maryland pays $1, we'll keep Malik.
So I think it may take more than $1 per person.
I don't know how government works, but that's my proposal.
Listen, I don't know what he's going to be demanding, but let's be clear. We have one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the country under center right now.
Yeah,
and
he's a real deal.
I know it's not only us who's paying attention to that.
And Maryland got screwed when the kid Stewart got ejected in the first half. Anyway, all right.
Of course.
I got you in the books for Rams over the Ravens. I know that you don't like making that pick, but it's hard not to. Let's go down to Florida. You've got 2-4-1 teams between Tampa and San Fran. Tampa's been getting it done at the last second. Baker's been really good. The Niners are held together by scotch tape and chewing gum, but they just keep winning games. What do you like, Bucks Niners?
You know, it's funny because, like, yeah, I mean, the Niners did their thing last week, and the Niners actually, you know, they actually looked okay. I mean, you know, the only thing is I just think that the Bucs are doing a better job of playing consistent football. Even in the games that the Bucs haven't won, they haven't lost really ugly. Like, they still are showing that they're, you know, they're a fun and a good team to watch. And I think that they, and again, you know, their quarterback play has been real. I think, you know, Mayfield is legitimately showing that he should be in the MVP conversation. And so I think this one is going to the Bucks. I think they pull this one off, even though I do have to say, you know, again, the Niners showed me something last week.
They did. And Mac Jones has been good, which is a weird sentence to say, but he has been good.
He has been good.
All right, let's switch to Sunday Night Football. This one should be good. The Vegas line in this thing is funky, I think. Detroit heading to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. Lions have been great. Chiefs have been up and down at best. And yet the Chiefs are favored by 2.5. What do you think of Lions Chiefs?
I don't understand the line on this. I really don't understand the line of it. Because let's be clear. I mean, the Chiefs have had kind of one impressive win this year, honestly. Like, I mean, when you really watch, you're like, oh, they look like the Chiefs of old. And honestly, that was against the Ravens. So you got to take that for what it's worth, because the Ravens are probably the most disappointing team in the NFL right now, just to be honest. So I'm going with the Lions on this. I think that we, you know, Mahomes is still the Chiefs' leading rusher. I like, you can't think that this is a complete team when Patrick Mahomes is your leading rusher. And I think they desperately, you know, need Rashee Rice. who is, you know, still, you know, serving the last game on suspension. And so it's like, I don't know. I feel like the Lions are still legitimately a top, call it 5-7 team in the NFL right now. I think Jared Goff is legitimately playing well. And then you got Gibbs back there. So I think when you look at the offense that the Lions bring, I just don't see how the Chiefs are able to stop it. So I'm going to go against the Vegas odds on this. I'm going with the Lions.
All right.
I like it. I kind of like Detroit going in there, the way they run the football, man. All right, we got a doubleheader Monday night. I'll start with the one in Atlanta. Buffalo Bills heading to Atlanta to play the Falcons. Buffalo coming off that pretty surprising loss at home to the Pats.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I still think I'm not a believer in the Falcons. I still don't think they're consistent. I think Penix is he's probably the answer for QB and in Atlanta, but I'm not sure if I think that's the answer that's gonna really take you very far. And I still do. I think you're right. You're right about the Bills loss. That was really bad. But I still think the Bills are arguably the best team in the AFC, just the most complete team. I'm playing some of the most complete football in the AFC. So I'm going with the Bills. I'm going with the Bills on this. I just don't think there's any section of Atlanta that's better than the Bills, and I think the talent is going to matter in this game.
Yeah, it's hard to go the other way on that one, frankly. All right, and then are you going to be able to go Monday night?
I will be there Monday night.
Okay, awesome.
I will be there Monday night.
So will we.
Watching the Commanders beat the Bears.
I think the atmosphere for this thing could be pretty damn awesome. Team Source just told me the game is sold out. The team is wearing their black uniforms. I asked Debo Samuel about them yesterday. He said, they tough. The team is asking all the fans to wear black. They want it to look like a blackout in there. I think it could be pretty cool. Obviously, there's a lot of like interesting history and ties from Chicago and Washington, and then last year with the Hail Mary. What do you like, Commanders Bears Monday Night Football?
I definitely like the Commanders on this one. I mean, the Commanders. Like, I actually thought the most impressive win last week was the Commanders in all of football. I think, you know, when you watch Jaden come back, and the first series was tough, and you watch how, you know, they get scored on in the first, I think it was the first series, right? The Rams scored. But then after that, it was just like everything calmed down, and you just watch the poise, man, that Jaden plays with. I thought that was the most impressive win. The Commanders win last week was the most impressive win in all of football last week, because I think it said something, because they went on the road against a good team and handled them. And so I think that the Commanders are playing really good football right now. I think what's going to be fun is kind of seeing, watching that kind of, you know, a bit of the homecoming that we have in a bit for what you're seeing for the Bears and their quarterback issues that I don't think are still sorted out. But I just think the Commanders are just playing really, really good football right now. The Bears are allowing the 10th most rushing yards in the NFL. I think that the Commanders take this one.
It's going to be fun, man. I am looking forward to it. A lot of excitement for this Commanders team. You know, if they win Monday night, they'll be tied with the Eagles for first place in the division.
That feels about right, actually. But honestly, it's what we – remember, at the beginning of the season, and granted, it's still early, don't get me wrong, but we talked about it where I said, you know, like, I think the biggest threat to the Eagles is going to be the Commanders. And so this actually feels about right. And I don't think that the – I think the Eagles, as I mentioned before, they're a good team. They're not a great team right now. But I think that the Commanders are playing some of the best football – that that we are seeing in the NFC. So I think you know, knowing that it's you know, it's Commanders Eagles kind of fighting for the top of the division, that probably actually feels about right.
It's going to be fun, Gov. We will see you Monday night in Landover, sir. I hope you have a great weekend. Looks like some big rains could be headed to town, so bring your raincoat.
Yeah, it'd be some big rain. That should impact some of these games, some of these scores. But listen, the thing I love about football is rain, sleet, snow. Put your cleats on.
Absolutely. There you go. Hey, there you go. Gov, last one, and I don't know if you got a chance to watch this. Did you see how the Phillies lost last night to the Dodgers?
Yo. Yo.
That's brutal, dude.
Hey, I think that pitcher needs a detail. Oh. A security detail.
Get him out of Philadelphia alive.
I have noticed for all my friends who are Philly fans, I haven't heard from not one of them today.
Yeah.
Not one of them. I need to do a check.
Well,
on them. I need to do a buddy check on a few of them.
I think you do, Gov. I'm looking forward to seeing you Monday, sir. Enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely, guys. Thank y'all so much.
All right, take care.
All right. That's the great Wes Moore, governor of the state of Maryland. He likes the Bucks to beat the Niners, the Lions to beat the Chiefs, the Rams to beat the Ravens, the Bills to beat the Falcons, and the Commanders to beat the Bears. How about this? He's got 3 road wins this week. Keep an eye on that. Always appreciate the governor making time for us, and we'll see him Monday night at Northwest Stadium. Here's what we're going to do. When we return, the phone lines are open. Press the button, intern John, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. Let's go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.